You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now it's time for our theatre review with Toby Away Guide Dog Training. It's me, has the pleasure of talking to Vidar, the inclusion and diversity consultant with ITV News. Now, Vidar, what have you been seeing recently?
Well, I went to see a very good production on stage at the Birmingham Hippodrome, Robert, of Moulin Rouge, which I wasn't familiar with. I hadn't seen the film, which I know many people have, and I certainly hadn't seen stage shows, so that was the most interesting show that I saw recently.
And how was it before the show started? Did they give you a touch tour? Did you get to see some of the props?
Interestingly, there is normally a touch tour at most productions at the Hippodrome in Birmingham. On this occasion, I couldn't attend for other commitments, but I gather having arrived and speaking to the audio describers when I got to the venue, there had been a touch tour, but not on stage, interestingly, this time. There'd been props to have a look at and various things like that in an adjacent room. And I think people who were visually impaired and with their companions would have hopefully found that interesting. But sadly, I missed out on that this time. But they are always well worth seeing if there's a touch tour on offer. It isn't always convenient because it's a little bit earlier than the actual show itself. But it really does help to give you an indication as to the set, the props, the costumes. You get the chance to talk to some of the actors on occasions. So if you can, always try and include the touch tour in your theatre visit.
If you're not familiar with Moulin Rouge, did the audio description help you understand the plot?
The audio description is always a great help, even with stories and novels that are adapted for the stage or plays that I'm familiar with that I know. I always get something extra from the audio description. Because inevitably, whilst you can follow the dialogue or the music or the lyrics or whatever it happens to be audibly, what you can't do is judge facial expressions and see what's actually happening from an overtly visual dimension on stage. So audio description is a must. And it was a real challenge for Julia Grundy and Jonathan Nash on this occasion, who provided the AD, because there was so much happening. And interestingly, it was quite one of those shows where the music was very good, very, very professionally done, but very loud. So we often had to adjust our volume control on the audio description set, the headset. But that was fine. And that goes with the territory, if you like. When you attend a show at the theatre, you've got to be prepared to do that. But no, without the audio description, I'd have got the basic gist, Robert, of the story and what was happening, but I would have missed out on so much more. So it really does put the icing on the proverbial cake.
Were there any standout moments for you, either emotionally or theatrically?
The whole show was just very powerful, very engaging. The music was very strong. Lots of songs we were familiar with and excerpts of different tunes that we knew. Some very good acting on stage. So I would actually say it was a really powerful production from beginning to end. So sorry not to be more specific than that, but actually I think it deserves credit for being such an A1 show throughout.
And you felt supported in general at the Hippodrome?
I really enjoy going to the Hippodrome because they've got a team of staff and front of house volunteers who make it their business to check that if you're there for an access or an assisted performance, whether it's audio description, captioned, BSL or relaxed, you're made welcome, you're escorted to your seat, you're shown in my case and other people who are visually impaired cases who use headsets, they're shown how to use them. They've got some new equipment in terms of headsets just recently at the theatre, so they have to be gone through in terms of how people use them, how people engage with them, and that takes a bit of time. But the goodwill from the staff and the team at the Hippodrome certainly helps to enhance certainly my visit to the theatre, and I hope others who go there would say the same.
What's coming up next?
Next time, I think, Robert, we'll be talking about a production of Charlie's Aunt at the Watermill Theatre in Newbury, which is a new venue that I haven't been to before this particular visit. So look forward to sharing that with you next time we speak.
Fantastic. Once again, Vidar Harding, thank you so much.
Thanks, Robert. Nice to talk to you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.